He found a golf club, and I guess he wanted to practice a swing, and he hit the TV and broke the glass. I went crazy. I tried to catch him, and he went under the bed, and every time I went to one side, he'd go to the other side.
I came into his life. He was 13. Somebody dating his mother, I don't think he was taken too well at the beginning, but I let him have my Walkman, and that was it. He was easy. I owned a hardware store, and after Bobby had graduated college, he came to work for me as my manager. After being there a few years, Bobby realized this wasn't for him. So he applied to the police department.
He joined the 47th precinct in the Bronx, and he never went to another precinct in the 10 years that he was a policeman. And then right after 9/11, that's normally not his district, but he was called in.
He patrolled the streets around the site.
Yeah, and he was there for 3 months. He described what he used to feel when he came home every night, you know, how his nose felt and how his mouth felt.
Just the smells and the dust. And you know, he says you couldn't open up your coffee container because it would just fill up with dust.
He started to have problems until August of 2007.
When he turned yellow.
And he kept on getting skinnier and skinnier. And then, when I knew he wasn't going to get better, I said, "Honey, I love you. And if I could trade places, I wouldn't have done it in a heartbeat. But you can go. We'll be fine. I just want you to know you can go."